I am very pleased that we're taking a pause to this and that the state legislature is impaneling a committee.
Who's going to be on that committee?
I have no idea, but
well, that was one of the fights, Sue. Was first of all, there'll be the Department of Education, and there'll be some citizens, and there'll be some politicians. But part of the battle was there was no dispute that they needed to get rid of ISTEP. The issue was, who do we put on the commission to decide what we do next? That was the issue. So that's
right, and
been
it really,
settled.
But and it really, really needs to be educators and
right.
educational researchers. Testing experts, people who can come together and can really, really have the knowledge of what assessment and what testing is and where we should go in the future.
Is there any faction of educators that think that testing is a good thing moving forward?
I'm not sure this kind of testing.
What kind of testing is good testing? Assessment testing is different from what? Because obviously schools look at SAT tests, ACT tests, everything like
right.
that. So testing is just a part of life, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But do we need the high-stakes, statewide, standardized testing that's being used to grade schools and grade teachers? You know, that's not really what we want tests for. We want teachers to be able to know what their kids have learned and what they still have yet to learn and what they need to do to teach that. We don't need this very long, drawn out, high-stakes, high-pressured testing from the state that goes on for so long and takes so much of our time out of teaching, and then we don't have any results to go with that.
Well, the other part of this, too, Sue, is, as you pointed out, we threw out last year's results. What are we going to do about this year's results if we threw out last year based on the fact it was faulty? Now we're giving it again. Don't we think that if it was faulty last year, it's potentially faulty this year?
Well, yeah, and like I said, because, you know, our superintendent pointed out to folks in the Department of Education and our local legislators the problems with the written questions. Mm-hmm. And so if parents opt out, if kids don't take tests, it comes against us. But she was asking for a reprieve on that so that if parents are upset by that and they opt out, that we have a waiver and it doesn't count against us. So, I can't imagine why we're going forward with ISTEP right now this year knowing that we had problems unless it's just that we were contracted for it and we paid for it.
Well, and the other thing is that this testing is being used to compare students to students, schools to schools, corporations to corporations, and states to states, and then to judge whether or not a teacher is worthy of the money they get for what they do.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that when this panel goes in to discuss what kind of I hope they talk about purpose of testing, and I think Mike raised that issue. You know, what is the purpose? What is it that we want to see from this? And then once they do that, decide how those results are going to be used and use it to help kids or help teachers know what kids are learning and what they need to learn. Let's not use it to grade schools.
Well, and you bring up a very good point there. If everything else was equal, i.e., if all
when
of the
was it
students,
ever equal?
Well, that's the point. If every student in every classroom came from the same educational background, had the same educational abilities, et cetera, if every school system drew from the same pool of kids' abilities-wise, then we have something to compare. We don't have that to compare in our schools today.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, there are different neighborhoods, different communities, not just here, but all over the state, where we know that we have kids who have a lot of resources and kids with no resources.
Right.
And so the whole educational program, what you do with kids is really, really different. So maybe we shouldn't be testing them all the same.
Well, how are you going to fund them? How do you split the funding then? Because that would suggest that the team with the biggest roster gets the most money. That won't fly.
Well, should we compare Carmel?
That's my point.
Where there are very few free and reduced lunches.
Sure. Should they get the most money? Because
it has the most
the
free and reduced lunches. You know, you're exactly right, and that's one of the issues, Mike.
Yep. And I don't know whose job it is to figure it out, so I don't know if anybody wants to figure it out.
Well, what I would like to do is to be able to figure it out on a local level, you know, bring back more local control for our educational system. People here elected a school board. Let that school board and the school corporation figure out what we need to do from school to school and how we want to test kids and what that means to us. But it's really hard when it's controlled more from the state level, and more and more local control has gone away.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning to talk about local and obviously statewide education issues on our tables. Your meeting is, let's see, the first Tuesday was the first, second Tuesday was the 15th. Next Tuesday will be the school board meeting.
Next Tuesday.
What is anything on the agenda we need to be paying attention to?
The agenda won't be published until later this afternoon.
Gotcha.
So,
well done, Keith.
We don't know.
Keith will fill us in on Tuesday morning. That sounds good. We'll get caught up.
And that's when it's available to the public, too. If they log on to the MCCSC website, they can find that out sometime today.
We know also that the Seven Oaks – I never get this right. I need to say this. I need to read it before I can say it. Seven Oaks Classical School has been in the news this week as well, as they are trying to find a building and a target opening date for everything going on there. And it shows that they are looking at the Eagles Landing Building in Ellettsville, as we've heard and read and saw from their press release today. How does this affect what's happening here in town?
Well, any new school like that, a charter school or a private school or vouchers or anything, you know, obviously affects our educational system, because it's a finite amount of money. So any children going to a different school governed by a different body, that drains out money from the traditional public school. You know, my concern just is, you know, the equal access to that school, which I'm not sure is going to be there. Kids are going to need transportation, and that means they have to provide their own transportation. My other concern is that the school seems like it's almost turning into a private school, because it was reported in the HT that a donor came forward to pay for the salary for the headmaster of that school, and they're getting other donations or private financing for the facility. So that's more and more private money going into that school. So it seems more like a public-private school now.
The charter school, the Seven Oaks Board, is seeking funding to buy the Eagles Landing Building and renovate it, and it voted to pursue an $80,000 loan with Owen Valley State Bank in a meeting this week. The estimates to the cost of the refurbish the building to the point that students and faculty can safely attend is between $1.5 and $2 million. That's from Matt Wolf, board member, said he wouldn't say how much money Seven Oaks currently had. Wolf said the charter has raised about $1,000, and there has been a large donation to Seven Oaks, as Sue was mentioning. This is in today's Herald Times. Board members refused to disclose the donation amount and the donor. English said that the funds came from a, quote, local foundation.
One of the things, too, in that story, Sue, is that they have so far interest of about 120 students. Now, these students can come from anywhere in Monroe County, but also outside of Monroe County. So we don't know yet which schools are going to be most impacted, MCCSC or RBB. But if you take 120 students from any school at the per pupil, now they're going to have $5,000+ for each of those students they get. That's a lot of money that's going away from a school that has those students now.
Right, and part of the problem with that, at least in my opinion, is that we budget for a school year based on the estimated number of students, and so it's hard to change that budget, or it's hard to cut when you lose that many students, because usually it's a few students out of every classroom.
Right.
So what do you cut when you lose money? It's usually faculty, and then that increases class sizes. So it means reconfiguring a lot of different things. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
July 15th is when they, according to according to Matt Wolf, the board member, that's when the charter will receive state funding. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. And obviously, if you need more information, sevenoaksclassical.org will answer all of your questions on that to keep up with that or find out what's going on there. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They check in every Thursday talking local education issues. What else do we have to hit on today, Sue? Spring break week. Everybody comes back to school Monday. Forecast looks to be pretty good. Hopefully.
Looks like all the snow and snow days are over with
Keith
now.
Keith said it. Keith said it. He said it. He's the jinx. Point to Keith. Point to Keith.
That's funny. Well, I want to know what your kids have been doing this week. Are you having fun with them?
They've been going to the doctor's office and coughing a lot. So, yeah, it's been absolutely great. It's fantastic. They're fine.
It looks like you had a sick child.
We have two of them. Yes, so that's where my wife was yesterday morning with them doctoring for the second time in 2 weeks, so we hope they feel a little bit better. And the good news is they're coughing all over themselves, Sue, and not their classmates or anybody else. So we've had a good week to clear that up, and everybody will get back to school next week on all that.
Considered of you.
Well, we try. Yeah. All right, we will look forward to seeing what's on your agenda for Tuesday's meeting. We'll talk to Keith on Tuesday morning and somebody from the MCCSE, as we always do on Tuesdays as well. And next Thursday, we'll review what's gone on and anything else making local and statewide news.
Okie dokie. Enjoy. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Anytime. Enjoy the hoops. Enjoy the St. Patrick's Day. And enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Exactly. Go IU.
Go IU. I like that. Very good. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSE school board.